USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Severe turbulence jolted a flight from Phoenix to Honolulu Sunday, seriously injuring 11 people in what a Hawaiian Airlines official called an isolated and unusual event. John Snook, the airline COO, said the airline hasn't experienced an incident of this nature in recent history. The flight was full, carrying 278 passengers and 10 crew members, when severe turbulence disrupted the flight. 20 people in all were taken to hospitals when the plane landed in Hawaii. Along the U.S. southern border, Americans have no choice to prepare for a record number of immigrants entering the USA illegally. Some conservative estimates say as many as 5,000 people a day will be released onto the streets of America. Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott on ABC News.
Whether it's COVID or some other issue, when you have people coming across the globe without knowing at all what their health status is, that almost by definition is a public health risk.
In an extreme view of transparency, Elon Musk has been releasing Twitter documents showing government agencies meeting with Twitter executives to discuss what should be censored from the American people on the platform. Now Elon wants you to chime in. Should he stay or should he go as CEO?
The controversial CEO posted a poll as a tweet on Sunday asking if he should step down as head of the social media platform. The majority of the nearly 10 million voters want Musk to exit his perch. A follow-up tweet from Musk, as the saying goes, be careful what you wish, as you might get it. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Cadillac Frank Salum, the once powerful New England mafia boss who was serving a life sentence behind bars for the 1993 killing of a Boston nightclub owner, has died at the age of 89 in prison. Salum led the Patriarca crime family in Boston in the early 1990s. This is USA News.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha Steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use code TREAT at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. Send an assortment of mouthwatering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, Air-Chilled Boneless Chicken, Ultra Juicy Burgers, even easy to prepare, ready in a flash comfort meals. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, get 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
A major winter storm is brewing this week and likely to bring a white Christmas to parts of the country and threaten to impact travel for the holidays. Snow, rain, and strong winds are expected to include freezing temperatures as part of an Arctic cold front moving south out of Canada. Nancy Pelosi's January 6th committee chose not to use Republicans chosen by its leadership. It's been reported Pelosi chose two other Republicans because they agreed not to discuss security failures on January 6, including President Trump asking for the National Guard. That was turned down by Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the D.C. mayor. Republican leaders say they will release their own report on the events of January 6.
According to the news site Axios, House Republicans will issue a 100-page shadow report, a rebuttal of the January 6 panel's work. What Axios calls a top Republican source says that report will focus on security failures by Capitol Police. It may also dive into changes in policy the next Speaker of the House could make. The authors of the shadow report, the five Republican House members picked for the January 6th committee, who all stepped back when House Speaker Nancy Pelosi refused to seat two of them. I'm Richard Johnson.
The crew of the International Space Station on Sunday was inspecting an attached Russian space capsule that may have been damaged by a micrometeorite, while ground controllers are considering whether to send a replacement spaceship up there to get some of them home. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.